My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. And we're back. Yeah, it's another edition from Radioland. Welcome to it. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the program. Once again, in the hot seat is Diana. When I was at Clear Channel back in the early days, in the good old days, back when people like Sherry Sawyer were running the joint,
yeah,
there would be the occasional group of kids that would come in through like a school tour to come see the radio station.
Right.
And I was always the one that was called to lead the tour.
Why?
Because they always loved the fact that we'd be standing in the control room. And I said, anybody have any questions? And I just show how everything was, you know, what was working and stuff. And invariably one kid would say, how do I get into this business? And I'd say, don't you ever get into this business. Your family will hate you. You'll pick up a cocaine habit probably. You'll knock up some unfortunate woman when you're like 16, and you'll never make any money at it. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. It's a shitty business. Don't get into it. And all of these jaws would just fly open and their eyes would get real big. And the teacher would say, you shouldn't have said that. And I said, you asked. Because then you get to be guys like me who give you people a tour of this joint.
See?
Yeah.
For some reason, I tried to make it in my mind work out that you were trying to give back. And it.
I give back in my own way. I just don't talk about it.
I know you do. I know.
To me, charity is something you don't talk about. You just do it.
I agree with that, Pooh. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah. So I just, you know, that's between me and them.
Yes.
But as far as like children go, please fuck them.
No. That's bad. No. You need to be a little more conscientious and no. Don't do that. We're going. That's not how you're supposed to be.
I think a lot of it is, it's not so much the children, it is I think it's a lot of the parents that worship their children that really bother me. I see that far too often. I believe that children should be on leashes when they're out in public. It'd be safer for everybody.
I want to tell mom you said that.
Put them on leashes?
Well, no, that, you know, because you know how my mom, she really, she works, she loves her kids.
Yeah, that's different. She loves her kids and she supports her children. But to put them up on that pedestal, you see parents do it all the time.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, when they go beyond spoiling them.
Yeah, I get it.
That it's like.
I agree with that.
Then the kids really fucked up at that point.
Yeah, because they think they're better than sliced bread and it doesn't matter.
Right.
I got you. All right.
It's like that little video of the 5-year-old screaming, fuck you. Had I done that when I was 5, I'd have gotten the shit slapped out of me.
I would have too. I would have gotten the first F out.
But what happened? The father uploads the video and the kid's famous. That's
because the father's broke. They need money and everybody's got to make things happen. I get it. Yeah. Right.
So it's a reflection of their parents.
So we need to start videoing, taping our stuff, doing stupid things.
We don't have any children around here. I've made sure of that.
All right.
Well, I mean, we have people that act like children, but.
Well, I mean, that could work too.
Doug.
There's Doug.
You get him drunk and he is just video gold.
We need to actually do some video with Doug.
I have some.
Of what?
Of him drunk and dancing.
Okay, we've seen that. That's old. We need something new out of Doug.
I don't know. He's got him a girlfriend now, and it's going to be kind of difficult.
That doesn't matter. No, it ain't.
I want to hook him up with Jeff's GoPro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stash that little camera on him and send him upstairs to the rubbing tub. Now, there is some YouTube content right there. You want the happy ending?
$5.
It's actually 20. It's 65 for men, 45 for women.
Yeah, you guys researched that.
Yeah, we did. You know how I know this?
How do you know this?
They were out in the hallway passing out cards.
And you got one?
They gave one to Pete Matthews. And Pete showed it to me. It was the day they were moving out. He showed it to me. I said, why the price difference? And he goes, Rick, seriously? Do I have to answer that?
Oh, really?
And I went, oh, it was one of those places. Oh, my goodness. Cleanup charge. Yes, that makes sense.
You weren't going to tell us before we moved in, were you?
Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, I want to send Doug up there. And, better yet, I need to give Doug their phone number. There we go. He can call him on the air and he can arrange for a little.
You know, here's the problem with all that. Let's think.
What, he'll go up there and the cops raid the joint?
Well, that could happen too.
Which would be great publicity for radio.
No, we don't want that kind of publicity. No.
It's not like he's doing anything wrong. Who's the crime? Who's the victim? He's up there getting a hand job. I mean, how you know.
No. Come on, we're trying to clean up, you know. And
clean up?
I know. I want to stay clean. I want to look good.
We're in the rock and roll business, man.
I get that, but we don't have to be that dirty.
So says Dirty D.
I know, right?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm having a moment.
I don't know. You're turning over a new leaf of the new year, you know, trying to clean up your shit.
I'm trying to, you know, I don't know.
The swear jar thing, the whole thing of the past.
It's over there next to Mother Money. I've been trying to clean up. Wait, I'm having an outer body experience.
I get it. I mean, I don't necessarily cuss that much on air either. Sometimes I do.
You know, it's like I want to change up all kinds of things. I mean,
don't go crazy.
What do you mean don't go crazy?
It's the whole New Year's resolution thing. No, it doesn't work. 8% of the time it works.
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to sit there and, you know, promise to do something I know I'm not going to do. No.
Right.
No. No. Why? No.
But if you're going to be like changing and stuff.
Yeah.
What are you changing?
Stuff.
What stuff?
I don't know. Stuff.
All right.
You know, the way I do things, way I keep up with things, you know, the way I take care of myself. I don't know, maybe where I work.
Well, okay, that's not so much a resolution as a goal.
Whatever, resolution, goal.
Same thing, you know, I get it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, something to reach
Self-improvement
for.
Self-improvement can be a good thing.
It's, you know, things like that. It's, you know, I'm trying to figure out what it is that I can do, you know, better. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I am doing.
You know? Me too.
And it's, you know, you always say, yeah, don't worry about this or be yourself. Whatever. I don't know what else to do, man.
Well, and that's just it. And I finally have been working really hard on a lot of that and just do my thing, man. Don't worry about shit I can't control. And that's hard. That is really hard to do.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that one.
Yeah. It just, you know, Jeff Janowitz tells me all the time. He's like, dude, don't worry about this other stuff. Just do what you do, man.
It's okay. Fine. What is it that I do?
Well, exactly. I mean, I can't just sit there and will it. But although there have been times when I've felt like that's what has happened.
Man, I'd have done everything up to including to and possibly considered a Ouija board if it had helped. But knowing that would have gone wrong and south and we would have gone to hell for it, you know, I've sat back and watched.
Well, man, bring a Ouija board down in this room. Ooh, that'd be weird.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
Light some candles, burn some incense, and sit at the table over here.
We can't do that, man. You know, we would open up the gates of...
I'll have Doug run the session.
Oh, my God. You know, although I would sacrifice Doug for that.
Yeah, the door that's...
Because, what other idiot, you know, less than two different services, comes back, you know, climbs Mount Fuji twice. He's probably the a product of Agent Orange and stuff. He'll make it. He'll come out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So we could actually probably use him for that one, too.
Because that's the whole thing about Doug, is that he nothing sticks to him. Nothing bad. He just goes through life. Everything is taken care of. And that's what he thinks. He's never worried about, oh, yeah, everything's going to be fine, he says. It's always going to be just peachy and rosy. And it is.
Is this the same Doug that I know?
Yeah.
That you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he lived with me for a while. Yes, we've had
okay, I get that and so on. But I've also seen him come in on a couple of occasions because he also works another job and hasn't been quite the, you know, he would be more than happy to jump off the third story window.
Oh, yeah, there's been times when that happened.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but we all go through that. But for the most part, he's pretty even keeled when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm. As long as he's got a 40.
He's got a 40 and some meat-like snack, and he's good to go.
Meat-like snack.
Let me tell you, when Tiger Paws was down here cleaning the carpets,
yeah,
the amount of crumbs and grease and stuff that was right there.
Okay, there's only two people that spend the majority of the time right there.
Right. And I don't eat in there. I eat out here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He drops potato chips on the floor and he steps on them. I think that's what's happening. It was funny because I was standing next to AJ when he was running the wand, you know, and mm-hmm. and you can hear it sucking up the water, and mm-hmm. it got over there and it was sucking up stuff, and you could hear it, you know, like how a vacuum cleaner hits a dirty spot in the rug,
mm-hmm.
you hear the grind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was doing that right there. I'm like, what the hell?
Damn it, Doug.
I know. I'm always picking up bits of change, guitar picks. He's Pigpen from the Charlie Brown stuff.
All right. Well, you know.
So, yeah, let's have a Ouija board set up with him.
Okay. I'm okay with that. We can do that.
And we'll set up some mics and we'll set up a podcast around it. That'd be big. Oh, it'd be huge. We'll get
some candles. You know, we'll make it all look like it's a nice little ritual thing he likes to do.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. You know, we'll even put the stick of sage down there just to lure him.
We'll call your friend Das Wolf. He's got the skulls and the blood.
He's got the goat head and stuff, yeah.
We can get all, he'd love that. He'd be into that.
You know, yeah,
he would. The black candles and
stuff.
Yeah,
he would do all of that too. And the upside down crosses and all kinds of stuff.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, but see, Doug's not into that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
It's got to be a Mother Earth and nature, Earth.
And Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. We could do that with Doug. I'm okay with that.
Arcade? What's the?
Mother Aradia.
Aradia, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you read the post today.
I see him every once in a while.
Yeah, I didn't read all of it because as soon as I saw, I'm going to do this for the first time ever. You know, oh, Mother Aradia, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, damn, dude, dog.
I don't think Mother Aradia has a Facebook page.
I don't think Mother Aradia is paying attention.
I don't think so.
No.
It's like when people write to somebody on Facebook that person is dead. You know?
No, I can understand why you would do that, though. Out of now. Homage.
Yeah, but it's like, you know.
Out of homage, out of respect, you know, that's, you know, there's
hope
only.
You're happy in heaven. They don't have Facebook in heaven, do they?
They would. That person may understand and may see it as the whole thought process. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. I would write on somebody's board and tell them that I miss them and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I would.
They won't see it.
They will. They sure will. And if I believe they'll see it, they will.
Excuse me, Jesus, can I log on to Facebook?
Jerk, you're an ass. God, I hate you. No.
What do you mean, no?
You should do those kinds of things. It's a look.
And then when they write back, they go, yeah, Diana, heaven's great, but the Wi-Fi here blows. You know?
I would probably go and see somebody for that. I don't, you know.
Excuse me, St. Peter. Who do we talk to about the Wi-Fi up here?
No. It just, you can't. Don't be that disrespectful. Don't be that
I'm not
guy.
Not being disrespectful. No, I'm just cracking wise.
I'm not playing.
Look, they're dead, please.
Stop!
What?
You're the guy that thinks that once you're dead, you're dead.
No. I think there's more than that.
Okay, well, then you need to think. Then you need to continue that thought process.
I just hope it's a lot more amusing than it should be.
Which the possibilities are, they could see that Facebook page. You don't know. Remember Ghost?
Yeah, but, you know, like when I was, 16 and my grandfather died?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not in the afterlife somewhere going, man, what's with this Facebook? I mean, you know, they got other things to worry about. I mean, it is eternity after all. They have.
You don't know what they worry about or what they don't worry about. You don't know what they where they're at or where they're not. But, you know, you don't.
I mean, do you have a job in heaven? I mean, really.
You could. Their job in heaven is going to be sent back to help little children. Watch. I promise. You know what? I'm going to put in a request. I'm going to pray for you, brother. I'm going to put in a request. Yeah. Yes, that is going to be your eternal what you need to be doing. Once you pass to the other side, they're going to hand you that scroll. They're going to hand you the thing around your neck. And then they go, Brother Rick, here is your assignment. And you're going to see a bunch of little kids that need some assistance and guidance. And it's going to be upon your head as to whether or not they make it. And yeah, watch. No Wi-Fi for you, dude, until you make sure that these guys make it. I'm going to put in a request.
Rick, we appreciate your help and all, but you can't be teaching them those words.
Yeah, you know what, brother? Yeah, I'm just, yeah, there's no seat for you at the table tonight. No. No.
Oh, come on.
No, see that golden cup? Give that back. Here's a solo cup. No. No. This is, we're slap happy.
Well, you know. It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to have children in the afterlife. That'll...
That's what's going to happen. You know,
there's probably a lot more truth to it. I think probably that's what happens in the afterlife is you have to do all these things that you hated to do when you were down here. You know?
Oh, damn.
That could be part of your, you know, it's like the initiation into a club. You have to do this stuff for a while and go, well, look, you know, look, Rick, you hated children, so you're going to have to spend, 400 or 500 years working with these kids.
Absolutely. And when we found out that you fall in love with children, you can get in the gates.
Wow, but I think falling in love is a bit.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Nah.
I'm gonna put in some requests. I'm gonna pull in a couple councils. I'll even pull in a couple other religions just to make sure that all sides are covered.
And for you, it would probably be having to make sure that the eternally stupid don't get killed. You know
what kind of crap is that?
Well, I mean, like working with, you know, like the guys like this for a while. You know that.
Was I not supposed to do that?
Oh my god! I didn't hate doing it. I was more than happy. I hated was that after 20 million times and you still walked under the ladder. It's like, dude, you know what? Let the paint fall on your head.
Yeah, you don't suffer fools very well. I mean, you're very stoic about it, but
that's the only way to be.
But yeah, you don't.
Putting
up with idiots is very difficult.
Well, hell.
Especially when you.
I'm talking about the ones. Man, we're talking of epic proportions here. Okay, I'm not talking about just an idiot. This is no big deal. That can be fixed in an afternoon, man. Not a problem. Now, we're talking about things that time after time and time again.
When you're hated in 38 states, that should tell you something.
And I'm gonna say, you know, hell, we need to make a T-shirt for that. No, you almost kind of have to respect that.
It's a remarkable.
I mean, you know, that in order for that kind of motion to happen, you have to respect something like that, because that does not. It takes more than talent. That takes will. You know, for things like that to happen. You know, these people, time and time again, chances again, you know, opportunities again, would do anything. Give it my last thing off my back. You've watched it.
Yeah. I know. It's frustrating. It's incredible. That'll be what you have to do in your afterlife.
Oh, well, that's not a problem. I will get in the gates before you do, if that's the case.
Taking care of the eternally stupid. I don't know.
You watch. I just, you know, I take it to a level where no matter what happens at the end of the day, everybody goes to their separate corners. They will always think in their head and they will hear it and they will know. I won't have to say it. I won't have to do the I told you so. But you know what?
I told you so. Right.
You know, I've had to suffer a couple of I told you so's myself. And it is not fun.
No, it's not fun. But, you know, it's called eating crow.
Yes. But I am more than happy to turn around and go, you're right.
Yeah.
Not, yep. That's, yes.
Well, the mark of a successful person is somebody who can own it up.
You know.
What you have to do. You have to, I mean, hell yeah, I've made a million mistakes with this fucking radio station.
I know.
You didn't have to agree to that.
Well, I was with you on most of them. And I probably agreed with you that it should go that way.
But that's just it. You learn from that and then you take from it what you can and try not to repeat it.
Easy enough said than done.
It is. And I've made one mistake that I actually repeated. And I don't know if he's in jail or not, although he should be. But that was a mistake that repeated twice. There was a first time.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Yes, there was.
Yeah. See, I wasn't part of that deal. So yeah. I can't ride that train with you.
Right. No, you can't ride that one.
Yeah. I was, you know, I missed it by a couple of weeks.
But you missed it by a couple of weeks. But
I was... Sorry, that was so selfish. I know.
but here's the thing. Had you been there for that, it wouldn't have happened the second time. I'm pretty convinced of it because you would have said, no, Rick, we're not doing this. Because I had to be talked into it the second time. And I thought, okay, all right, I'm willing to give. I'm pretty patient with people. I like to think of them as being generally good people.
Sure.
But when they turn out to be lying bastards, it's different. It's difficult. It hurts. I didn't like that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Because when you do invite people into your world and they show a genuine interest in it and they want to be a part of what you're doing, and then they do something that is, well, it's one thing to do something just stupid because they're stupid people. You can't help that per se. You just have to constantly clean up behind them.
That's it.
But when they're doing something that is nefarious, if they went purposely to do this something, whatever it may be,
sure,
and it hurts you, whether financially or emotionally or if even physically,
right,
then it's like, what the fuck was I thinking? Now because of people like that, I can't trust everybody else.
I understand that. I, you know, you've watched me become very
we've both done it. We've been like, no.
I'm not sharing my marbles,
right,
my jacks, my sandbox, my pillow, my blankie, and you're as thirsty, F you.
As a result, I have become incredibly judgmental. And it's not good. I know you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to judge people. But no. I do it. I do it all the time. I'll look at somebody and go, I bet you're a bastard.
You imagine what they look at us and think, though.
Thinking, what can I say that's going to endear me to him? That's what they think.
All right, that was pretty egotistical. Really?
You're damn right.
I don't think like that.
Especially like if it was a stranger here, right, and they're seeing those microphones over there, and they're thinking, right, I got to get through this guy to get to that, because that's what I really want to do. So what can I say? Remember, there was a girl that worked with us in sales, and I caught her. She was on the phone.
My God. Right?
And she said, he thinks I'm going to come in and sell, but once he hears how I talk and how good I am, he'll want to put me on the air.
That's right.
And I went, excuse me.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, remember that?
I remember. Oh, my God. I almost forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it was like, I will do whatever it takes to get to that. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are a star fucker.
That was the one.
Yeah.
With the feet up in the stool.
Yeah, that one. Yes.
Okay.
With the shoes off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
See, and that's just it. Because of people like that, I have to sit there and go, I think you're a bastard.
Man, look, there was one or two times, though.
We've all been fooled.
Yeah, the boobies got in the way and you were, you know, you mesmerized for a second.
Who?
You.
Over who? No, whose boobs?
There had been a couple of them.
We've had a lot of boobs that come through.
I know. That's how they were able to get in the door. And then once I got in the door, then it was like, oh, shit, whoa, hey, hold on. Yeah.
D, come in here and help me with this, please.
I'm just teasing. Kind of not, but...
Yeah, because now the way things are because of that. Once they pass my sniff test, they immediately go to you. They go to your office and they have to be, you have to size them up.
And I could do that from 10 feet away.
Oh, God, yeah. You can do that over the phone. You're pretty remarkable about that. So when I brought dude in here that brought you the cupcake and the liquor, I thought, I think we may have somebody here that'll fit right in.
I thought it was very sweet and very nice, but I also knew that he was very sweet and very nice. And
it was almost like...
He was like Opie.
He was too innocent.
He was way too innocent.
Yeah, he was like, I bet you shower 3 times a day, dude.
He's one of those.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a wonderful deal, wonderful meeting. It was sweet. We got to sit and talk. We were also very real. I mean, we weren't as you know, comical and candid as we're being right now, but you know, we were like, you know, hey, this is kind of how it is, this is, you know, this is
what happens. Yeah,
this is what goes down. This is what we need to work on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was about as real as it could get, you know, and he just kind of sat and listened, you know, to us and, you know, as far as morning show. And of course, the way our talk went on morning show,
It was a little ribald, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were having fun, and, you know, I mean, oh, hell, he brought whiskey.
Of course, yeah.
I think he has that side that he's trying to hide, and...
Oh, it's people like that, you know, the really clean-cut guys...
Yeah.
...that you really have to watch out for, because you don't know what they've got, what skeletons they have in their closet. You know, they're the ones that, like...
Or what's under their bed.
Yes.
Or things like that.
Yeah, you don't know what... You know,
I mean, just think about Jeff.
Janowitz?
Yeah.
The Wandering Jew?
Yeah. He's got the Indiana Jones whip under his bed, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of a costume, I guess. What?
He works here.
I know that. But we all know Jeff. We've been around each other long enough to know.
I've known Jeff.
You've known Jeff longer than I have.
Maybe. I've known him for a long time. That's why I can get away with that.
To hear April tell the story is really quite amusing.
Well, yes.
Because she was drunk when she discovered the whip under the bed.
Absolutely. And when she saw that, she thought to herself, oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
This is what's necessary in order for there to be spice in our life. Yes, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, they're still together.
Yeah. She gets it. She understands it.
She's a doll. She doesn't have to worry about stuff like that.
But yeah, the really clean-cut guys, those are the mass murderers. They're serial killers. You just don't know.
We try to do our stuff here, and I try to make everything cool and copacetic and it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'll talk to you, you know, and I'm finding that I'm having to, you know, watch what I'm doing, watch what I'm saying, figure out, you know, where it's all going to go. I don't trust anybody either.
I know. That's just it. And I don't like being that because I'm not naturally.
And I don't want to sit there and say that, you know, that people aren't good enough. People aren't talented. You know, there are many people that you've run into that you think, oh man, you know what? They would probably be really good on air, or they would do real well with something like that. You know, what I don't have a problem with is that I can't find somebody that loves this as much as I do and respects this as much as I do and are willing to sacrifice as much as we have to make it work.
Right, that's just it. Because when you do get in and you see what goes on and it's like, oh, do you mean I have to do more than this?
You know, it's, you know, you if you want things to happen, you know, and we're not just a radio station. We're not just, you know, doing this to be on air, you know, and talk and do shows and, you know, and play music and stuff like that. You know, what you've created and what we're doing here is a mark, you know, in technology and history on how things are and how business is going to go and how things are going to be run. You know, I want to be part of that, you know, product.
Right.
You know, but in order to make these things happen and stuff, you know, yeah, you know, I miss going, you know, I miss the hanging out with certain people or friends. I miss the family events, you know, I miss the, you know, being there when I probably think I need to be there and stuff. But, you know, luckily I have a very nice support group of family that, you know, that loves me and what I do. But willing to make these things happen, go without so that we can do stuff here. You know, these people, I mean, there's a lot of people that look at that and they see that you've got to walk through fire to make things work. They're like, all right, well, let me know when you get on the other side and call me.
Call me when you're making a lot of money.
What?
Yeah. No, I'll call you, all right, bitch.
You know?
That's just it. And because I've now come, thanks to how assholes are in this world, I've come to think of people now as having this, there's something else, there's another motivation behind why they're, you know, why they're doing what they're doing, you know?
Look, be realistically, all right, I understand that people do have to have a point and a self-motivation of some sort. You may want to, you know, be able to, you know, have a great show, be on air, you know, and be known. I get that. Or you may want to be, you know, the awesome promotion director that's known for, you know, putting all, you know, awesome events and making things look pretty. You may, you know, want to be, you know, the guy that's able to produce and put some amazing things together and be the one that they have to call in order for shows to happen. You know, I get all that too. At the same time, you know, you want those people to know that it takes more than just them to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah.
You know, and it's, I just get real irritated and that's a real sensitive thing for me. people, you know, when I say love it as much as I do, yeah, I'm so, you know, I'm, that's kind of the requirement here. I almost kind of want blood.
Right.
And I know, and maybe that's wrong. You know, that's how I am.
See, I'm in the market right now of bringing in a producer.
Yes.
I don't know where the hell I'm going to find one.
We, you know, you and I have tossed up some, you know, some ideas and some concepts and stuff. Part of that is giving back to the kids.
stop it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, college kids I don't have a problem with because they can be responsible for
and
themselves.
And they can probably most of the time drink, and that way you have something in common. I got it. all right, that's fine. And you don't have to explain to him what birds or bees are. Get it.
I just cut right to the chase. But that's just it. It's going to be tricky to find somebody that
right.
that we are going to put in charge of certain things.
Dude, it's like being in a band. Not everybody can be a lead singer. But you know what? Somebody has to be a hell of a drummer. Somebody has got to rock the hell out of that bass. You know, and somebody has got to be able to shred the shit out of that guitar.
Right.
You know, for it to be a super group.
Mm-hmm. I know. We'll find somebody.
I hope so. Because
we got big plans for 2015, man.
I'm going to start losing hair, man, if we don't figure this out.
I've already begun that process. My vision is shot.
What's that got to do with it?
I'm getting old.
Okay, well, that's...
And I have gray hair.
All right, well, I'm talking about pulling hair out.
No, I've done that, too.
All right. And I can't help the fact that you're getting old.
It's all part of it, man.
Apparently
I'm aging
so.
Out of my demo.
I got pearl cream, man. I'm fighting it. Fuck that.
I hear you. All right, so there's that. Thanks for sitting in.
Yeah, you know, apparently it was quite therapeutic.
That's why I do it.
I understand. And the fact that, you know.
Hey, I don't mind spilling my guts to 80,000 people. I really don't. I don't have a problem.
No, I understand that. And apparently there's some things that we need to work on.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm comfortable. That's just it. I'm comfortable in my own skin. Aside from the few things like being judgmental, I probably shouldn't be, but.
No.
But everything else I'm good with, yeah. All right.
We'll work on that.
Work on what?
I just, you know, we'll see.
See what?
I will work on it.
Work on what? Everything's fine. I'm happy. I'm well.
There's a reason why I'm in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, we agreed on something.
Uh-huh. There is. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there's a reason for it. It's to keep me from doing something incredibly stupid, and I don't know what that is yet.
Yeah, I know. Remember,
maybe it hadn't happened yet.
That apparently, according to you, is you know, my life's calling.
There is something that is going to come down the way, and I'm going to be hell bent on, and you're going to have a hell of a time trying to convince me out of it.
I'll have a hell of a time, but I'm pretty sure I can figure out how.
You fought me on most everything anyway. So
I fight you on everything. Yes. Mm-hmm. I try to quit on you all the time. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's just it. But I think there's probably something that's going to happen.
All right.
Some decision will have to be made, and it'll have to be made correctly.
Well, I mean, we always make our decisions together for the most part, I would think, right?
Well, of course.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't do anything unless I'm running by you because I don't want to hear about it later.
Oh, well, see, you know, there was something really cool about that moment till just now.
Well, it's the truth. You want me to be honest with you? Because I don't want to hear about it later. I want to make sure that it's done correctly. See, I have in my mind what
Well, okay, that sounded a little better.
I'm not trying to backpedal at all. I'm just telling you the way it is because I know if I do something and I don't talk with you about it or consult with you on it, even though I'm fairly certain that you're going to agree with me, and I go ahead and I do it, then I'm going to hear about it.
It's not, look, I mean, it's not even the point if you're going to agree or not agree. 9 times out of 10, we're on the same page. But, you know, you've done this for me as much as I've done this for you. And that
right.
You'll throw in that extra morsel of, hey, also, if you're going to do this, let's think about this. And I'm like, man, right. I may throw in that same, if we're going to do this, why don't we go ahead and add this to that? And you're
right.
Like, you know, right.
Yeah, because you'll think of stuff that I haven't thought of.
And you think of stuff that I don't think about.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work.
All right. Well, that sounded better. Ass. Well,
it does prevent me from having to hear about it later.
Whatever.
Because I don't want to get in trouble. That's just it. I really don't want to get in trouble.
I know, man, because I got the Trump card.
I know you do.
All I have to do is call Joe. I've got the card.
I know you do.
And she will take my side.
Most times.
Mm-hmm.
Most times.
Mm-hmm. I don't even have to have a percent in the company. I just talk to the other shareholder.
No, well, there's that. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
that's it. You know. And if we're happy, we're good.
That's why, even down to the simplest things of the way our studios are furnished.
Look,
I just stayed out of it
because you would have had just lawn chairs in here and been done with it.
There's nothing wrong with lawn chairs.
That is not nice, or it is not accommodating. What if somebody wanted to come in and you want to entertain? Yes, I understand that we don't have much right now, but by God, we're going to work on it. We're making it happen. You know, I'm fighting, you know, heathens and hellions from suburbia on resale sites to make stuff happen. But you want to be able to entertain, and you want to be able to have people, you know, some comfortable business. Look, I'm going to tell you what. You put a nice, you know, you couple whatever X, you know, zeros, you know, contract in front of me. You ask me to sit on a lawn chair to sign it. You can kiss my ass.
When I met Joe in the apartment that I was living in down on Mud Island.
Yeah.
It was furnished with a couch that I found on the side of the road. I had two lawn chairs. I had for a coffee table, I had an ice chest, and I had one of those press board entertainment centers with a small television in it. That was all I had.
You better keep her.
Well, I had just gone through a divorce at the time.
No, I don't care. You better keep
her. But she thought it was cute. She thought it was endearing. So that's why I don't have a problem with lawn chair furniture. Hell, have you seen some of the chairs I got out now? They're fancy and comfortable and shit. Really?
No. You're not allowed to. You can't. You're not in charge of decorating.
And look, having an ice chest as a coffee table is really kind of a smart thing.
I'm okay with having a chest as a coffee table that doubles as extra storage, you know, for blankets and pillows and things like that.
You can keep ice and beer in there.
No, but you're not allowed to participate in that part of the.
No, see, I was smart there. See. All I did was make sure that the broadcast stuff was taken care of.
Yeah, because that's like guy stuff. I get that.
So that's done.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is all you guys. It's like, just tell me where I need to put something, and it's there. And,
right.
And I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna question anything.
That's it. You know.
The second I do something, it's Rick. What were you thinking?
No, I don't. You know, you can't even hang anything unless you ask me because I have plans.
I hung that calendar. I hope you don't.
I know that, but eventually it'll come back down. But I'll leave it up there for now so that, you know.
I just wanted to have a place to hang it.
I understand that. And the fact that it's up that high and stuff, you know, people like me, it doesn't even function for me. I can't even see that shit.
You can't reach it either.
No.
Yeah. Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland. Now, here's the thing. Before I go any further with any of this, I'm not going to sit here and try and be careful and not offend people. I may offend you. I might. It comes as a course of this. And frankly, I don't give a shit if I do. Because here's the thing. If you don't follow my religion, I have the right to kill you or do something. Where does it say that? It's as if God has become the head of a mafia family. And he's going around the table to the heads of the five families. You know, the heads of the five families would be the heads of the five major religions. I'm laughing at this because, yeah, it's blasphemous as hell. But to me, this is funny. This is hilarious to me. Well, I could tell you a joke. Muhammad walks into Paris and says,
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
All right.
It's okay. I got it.
I know you do. Well, good luck in Los Angeles. And
it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Hopefully you'll run into some fans of the station and of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Like I said, yeah, I know we've got a couple of our bands and then some
groups
and stuff.
Let them know you're going to be there.
Yeah, that we actually spend, you know, on around the world and just on Radio Memphis. National Anthem.
National Anthem, yeah.
Get a hold of Bobby Alt and stuff and see what he's got going on. You know,
he's got somebody I'm dying to talk to. I'd love to do a podcast.
I know. You know, we talked about that.
Oh, God. Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, my God. Are you being aggrieved? Did you just start to, like, twirl your hair?
What did y'all say?
Well, I mean, when I did that interview with him on Around the World, and it was funny because I was telling him it was under the guise of you never know who's paying attention or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, we were talking about how he was introduced to Radio Memphis.
Right.
And it was off of the Twitter feed, you know, and, you know, you're.
Because she had. I'm talking about Carrie Byron, Mythbuster, right. Carrie Byron, former Mythbuster. She had said, To her, all of her people, all of her fans, said, check out my friend Bobby Alt's band.
Right.
And I checked it out.
Because you checked it out because...
I follow her on Twitter.
Because...
She's damn cute.
Okay, I just want to...
And she's smart.
And
she's really smart.
Oh, she's so smart. You've never talked to her.
I've never talked to her, no.
And just because she's on Mythbusters doesn't mean that she knows all of that.
No, she's not on Mythbusters anymore. But
whatever.
But she has her own show now.
Yeah, I know.
She has several of her own shows.
Of course, she's
really kind of cool. I mean, she's just really into the whole getting women into science and technology and stuff.
That's beautiful. Awesome. I think it's beautiful. That's
absolutely.
I hear it's inspiring.
Yes.
Nice.
I know, right?
Oh, okay. So I can understand. All right.
So what did y'all say?
Oh, yeah. So we were talking and I told him, I said, you know, on how they and how we got introduced through that thread,
uh-huh.
And he started laughing. I said, "Oh yeah," I said, "Yeah, you know," I said, "you know, Rick's got a complete hard on for her."
Well, let's not go too far with that, please. That's not true.
Really, you just got done in the last 5 minutes telling me about everything she had going on.
I'm not
on.
Sporting an erection over that. Come on.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. No. You're acting like a total girl about it right now.
I am not.
You are too. Stop oh my it. God, you're turning red. What the hell? Yeah, I told him, luckily, I said, for his infatuation with Carrie, it's a good thing because actually we were introduced to you, which in turn had him check you out. And that's when you jumped on and, hey, you know.
Because I haven't mentioned it to him.
Mm-mm. No, he knows now.
Well, see, I wasn't going to be that guy and say, hey, listen, I want to talk to
you.
Oh,
I'm that girl.
Well, what did he say about it, though?
He was real funny with it. He started laughing. He goes, oh, no. He goes, I totally get it. He goes, you know, truth be known, though, he goes, what was really cool about that whole beautiful thing, he goes, however it went down, he goes, I got to meet y'all. He goes, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how it went.
He's an interesting dude. He really is.
I had a fantastic time talking with him, and not even just about the band, but about the Street Drum Corps.
Yeah, because he took it. He's in the USO, and he took it to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and I'm hoping that actually, once he gets some of that stuff rolling with that, he'll be calling back in, and actually maybe even doing some stuff with us on that, or you know, some interviews. And
he wants to bring National Anthem and that other thing here to Memphis.
Well, I want to help him make that happen because I think that would be fantastic.
I told him that if we could make that happen, we'd broadcast it.
We need to.
If we can get his friend Carrie down here, that'd be big because I'd love to do this podcast with her. That'd be interesting.
It has nothing to do with what all that was going on.
I know that. I just hijacked the entire conversation.
I understand that. And you know, for somebody who does not have a heart on for her or anything like that, it's amazing how that.
Well, no, that's
out.
Kind of a disgusting thing to think.
All of a sudden, I think after everything you just got done spouting out earlier, now that's disgusting.
Well, yeah, did you make it sound like I'm just like I'm having to walk with a limp as a result of that?
You probably do.
No.
Stop. Stop. I know better. It's okay. Now you're trying to be composed.
No, I'm fine.
Whatever.
I'm thinking baseball stats right now.
Better swing.
Oh, God, yes.
All right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay, then. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming in and being a part of this.
absolutely. I don't even know why.
You asked.
You
actually asked to be on this show.
I asked because I wanted
to talk about NAM.
And I didn't realize it was going to go in all the places that it goes.
Oh, come on. It's only the third time you've done this show. I mean,
I was thinking that it was going to be pretty direct. And I was thinking, and apparently that's not a good thing.
You don't think when this thing happens.
I understand that now.
I don't think when it happens, obviously. And I don't edit any of it out.
I know.
It all stays in.
I know.
Even the boneheaded things that I say.
That's okay.
It stays that way.
Who knows? Who knows who may be tuned in and who actually listens to this? It'd be great.
It might be. Might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps not, but might be interesting.
We'll have to see.
We'll find out. I'm sure I'll get a message if that was the case.
You never know. You never know who's listening.
You never know.
That's the lesson.
That is the lesson. We've all learned that here.
Yeah, we have.
You never know who's tuned in. You never know who's listening because that person will either hate your guts or they might be willing to help you out.
And make it happen, absolutely.
Without stabbing you in the ass in the process.
You know what? That would be a beautiful thought for me.
I know, right?
Let me know when that happens.
Yeah, all right. When we find that person.
All right.
All right, as always, thank you for downloading and listening. If you like what you hear, be sure and tell everybody you know about it. They're on the social media. We're in a million different places. You can find the home, the written home of this thing at rickcheddar.blogspot.com. You can leave a message there if you'd like. There's a million other ways you can. There's a guide, a directory, if you will. If you have a smartphone, there's ways to listen to it without having to be a subscriber of iTunes, believe it or not, which it's also available on your iTunes there. So thank you so much. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.